I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good
one? There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
God, Greek, what kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, good morning, DJ MV.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
It's weird because this whole week I feel like either you or Charlamagne have been not here.
Oh, I'm out in Atlanta. I had something to do in Atlanta yesterday. I'm promoting my single and had to run around the clubs and do some station business out here. So I'm in Atlanta, but I set up a camera yesterday right before I left so I can see you guys. It's like a
nanny cam. It's like a nanny cam.
Yeah, and I can see you. What did you do to your hair? You braided your hair? You going on vacation?
I got my hair braided. That's correct.
Why?
Usually what?
People get their hair braided when they go on vacation.
No, I just did it because I didn't feel like doing my hair every day.
Oh.
And plus, okay. I like braids.
Oh, well, it looks pretty nice.
Oh, you actually like it? Thank you.
All right. Yeah, it looks pretty nice. It looks like you're going on vacation.
No, what? I'm not going on vacation. I just felt like, you know, sometimes as a woman, you want to work out, you want to do different things, you want to run around, but you're always worried about, oh, my hair is going to get messed up. So I was like, let me just braid my hair. It took like 2.5 hours.
Now, what are you doing this weekend? This weekend is Labor Day weekend. It's my birthday weekend. I'm going to be in Foxwoods. And then Vegas for the rest of the week. And I'm celebrating my birthday in Vegas. I'm flying all my friends out to Vegas, and we're just going to enjoy and
chill.
Well,
hold on. You're not flying me out to Vegas.
You told me you're going to Made in America.
You never even invited me to Vegas.
Because you said you were going to Made in America.
That's not true, Envy. I just told you that.
You want to go to Vegas?
Yes.
No, you're going to Made in America. Sorry. Next time.
<You're> so cheap. So who are your friends, actually?
I only got like four. Like, okay. It wasn't that hard. It was Gia, June...
Oh, wow, this is so sad. Your wife and your manager, and they have no choice but to be your friend.
They gotta be my friend.
Those
yeah.
are your only two friends. That's awful.
That's all right. I got Danny's.
We're gonna
going.
Start a new Danny's hashtag three. We're gonna do a hashtag.
I got a couple. That's it.
Be Envy's friend.
Be Envy's friend.
Please, you guys, if you see Envy, please say something nice to him. Tell him yeah. Anyway, I'm sure Charlamagne's on his way, running a little bit late. But today, this morning, we will give you updates on what's going on in Houston. Now, I know yesterday, Joel Osteen ended up getting Donkey of the Day. So we'll give you an update on what's going on at Lakewood Church. Also, Best Buy has had to apologize for certain things they did during Hurricane Harvey as well. How was your day yesterday?
Mine was pretty good. It was a travel day. I did some stuff with 50 Cent. Of course, 50's working on his new show, 50 Central. So we shot some stuff with 50. I'm excited about his new show. And then I flew out to Atlanta. Now, Angela Rye, she'll be joining us this morning, correct?
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes.
Is she? Okay, I just wanted to make sure Angela Rye will be joining us.
I didn't know, nobody told me.
Yeah, we'll be talking about Trump and everything that's going on with his administration. And also, I think we're going to try to kick it with somebody from Houston. I think Bun B. Like, I spoke to Bun B yesterday to see how he was doing out in Houston. I also spoke to Trader Truth and all the efforts that they're putting to save and help people. It's really amazing. Like, I wish I can do more. I wish I owned some kind of jet or helicopter or boat and I can get down there and really, really help people.
Well, I don't know if you would go yet, because actually I am planning to take a trip out to Houston, but we have to wait so we can actually move around to certain places. So that's in the plans. I actually donated money yesterday to the Houston Food Bank also.
Yeah, we're sending a bunch of clothes down. A lot of people have been sending me addresses and the children's and any clothes. And like I said, my daughter started this thing where she's actually using all her back-to-school money to, you know, buy clothes and send it down to Houston. She's getting her friends to donate clothes and sneakers and sending it down there. And I'm so proud of her. So I have her starting her own business, her own LLC, and really do it the correct way. And I'm excited about it. I'm proud of her.
All right, well, let's get into the show. We got front page news coming up next.
What are we talking about?
I just told you.
Okay, we'll do that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, give me a Hurricane Harvey update, Yee.
Yes, yeah, so it is the 12th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, and Harvey is headed towards Louisiana. Mm-hmm. It's expected to make landfall this morning, actually, along the Louisiana-Texas border as well. 30 to 40 mile per hour winds and a 2 to 4 foot storm surge. Now, as far as in Houston right now, a lot of different things happening. Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church, he got Donkey of the Day yesterday. People were saying he did not open his doors. Now, according to the representatives from the church, they said the delay was because of high water that was surrounding the venue. But there was a hotel across the street that had no problems taking in evacuees. And they were, so it's a lot of conflicting reports. The church is saying that they couldn't open.
Right.
And other people are saying, well, they, you had people that worked there inside of the church. You had a hotel right across the street that was open, but it is
open now. We've seen the pictures, though. The pictures said that there was no water. Mad people took pictures over there.
Right, and some people took pictures from inside, so apparently there was some flooding, but they said it was gone by then. I don't know. Okay, but all I do know is that it is open now.
Mm-hmm.
And the lobby is filled with books, towels, toys, diapers, clothing, a whole lot more. So people are now going to Lakewood Church. Also, right. Airbnb has extended their disaster response program. So what that means with Airbnb is if you are an Airbnb host and you're in the surrounding areas, you're able to offer free housing to people who may need it. Airbnb will waive the service fee that they typically charge. And the hosts are also covered by Airbnb's host guarantee, which protects them from property damage. It gives them insurance for property damage.
Right, but there's still a curfew, though. They were saying there's a curfew from midnight to 5 a.m. When I spoke to Bun B last night, he was trying to move around before the curfew, before he could get arrested, because they wanted everybody off the street after midnight, I believe.
Now, Best Buy has also had to apologize. If you saw the pictures, at Best Buy, they were selling a 12-pack of Smart Water for $30 and a 24-pack of Dasani for $43. They made a mistake. They said this was a big mistake on the part of a few employees at one store on Friday. As a company, we are focused on helping, not hurting affected people. We're sorry, and it won't happen again.
Yeah, using a natural disaster to make more money is disgusting, man. Like, I don't understand why you price gouge in situations like that. Actually, in situations like that, you should give a discount. It should be a natural disaster discount, not a price gouging.
Yeah, now, they should sell it for what they buy it for.
A rep said that the Best Buy doesn't normally sell water, so that the employees were pricing it based on single bottle prices.
No, that's whack.
That
they
true,
know
though.
They done bought water before, though.
That is true, though. Best Buy don't sell water.
Yeah, they don't normally sell water. But I'm saying, as an employee, you've bought packs of water before. You know it's not $43.
How about give the water away for free?
Yeah, Best Buy's making enough money to do that.
Absolutely.
At this point.
All right.
Well, the last front page news. What up, Bay? I see you in that gray sweatshirt and that black hat. Ow.
Who you talking to?
You.
Who you talking to?
You.
I don't want no natural disaster over here, okay? You leave me alone, sir. What's wrong with you? This guy is crazy.
Get it off
MV
your chest.
MV has a nanny cam in here.
800-585-1055. Don't worry about it. 800-585. Don't turn around looking at me like that. 800-585-1051.
This guy gets weirder and weirder.
His nanny cam is so weird. He's in Atlanta, and he can see us through his nanny cam.
That's right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or if you feel blessed, call us up right now. Get it off your chest. And shout out to DJ Funky from out here, from the station out here. He drove me around and made sure I was good last night. All right? 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Blue from Jacksonville.
Blue, get it off your chest, bro.
The reason why I'm mad at the black lady who was there interviewed by Ted Hill asking how did she feel. I'm mad because that lady was trying to show light of what was actually going on in Houston, and she went off on that lady for no reason. When Katrina went down, everybody was mad because wasn't nobody showing coverage or what was actually going on. She could have walked away. She could have said no comment. But you know what I'm saying? People are trying to help her out, and she's just going off for no reason.
No. I'm sure she was a little bit devastated.
Lost everything.
Yeah, and everybody deals with different things at different times. That's what I was talking about yesterday when I was saying, well, I don't know if I said that on the air, but I was talking about the young lady's mother who was at the VMAs. Like, that's when you're dealing with these tragedies, man, the last thing you want is a camera in your face.
Right.
But we can't have it both ways, man. I mean, when Katrina went down, everybody was mad because we wasn't showing light.
Well, everybody is a broad statement, sir. I mean, I know it may seem like majority of people felt that way, but everybody don't want the camera in their face. They just ran up on the wrong person.
But
at
as an individual, we don't even know what she was actually dealing with. There could have been a lot of things going on behind the scenes. She could have lost family members.
Yep.
We don't know what happened to her.
Yep.
I agree. She could have just walked away, though. We can handle things, and we have to sit back and relax and think about what we were actually about to
do. No, she wanted to express herself. She felt a certain way. She expressed herself. And the lady should have just went, when she spazzed out the first time, the lady should have said, you're right, and walked away. Not continued to put the mic in her face.
Yeah, I see it both ways. I mean, mm-hmm. It's easy to say what somebody should have done, but, true. You know, we're not that person.
What's going on behind the scenes?
Hello, who's this?
This is Dita Garth from Harlem.
What's up, bro?
D to God. Peace, my God. Peace, God.
I would like to speak to you, Charlamagne and DJ Envy, man. I know two of you guys are married, right? And
yes,
I've been
sir.
Married to my wife for 14 years.
Congratulations.
I've been doing some little crazy, excuse me, I don't want to curse on the radio, crazy stuff, you know what I'm saying? I just want to let her know that I appreciate and I love her so much.
I'm sitting
right next to her.
What do you call crazy? What you been doing? Cheating on her?
Well, you know, I've been doing, dipping my somewhere else that I'm supposed to be, you know?
How old are you?
I'm 44 years old.
You're way too old for that, my brother. You're way too old for that.
Can we speak to her?
That should have been out your system already.
Can we speak to her?
It should have been.
Can we speak to her?
It should have been, but you want to speak to her?
Yes, please.
You want to speak to her? She don't want to speak right now.
Yeah, smart move. I wouldn't let her speak to her either. But I do want to tell you, though, man, that, you know, when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing by your queen and you're not putting your penis no other place that it doesn't need to be, your life is much better, sir.
And not only much better, you'll get more blessings, bro. Believe me.
I agree 100%, man.
Yeah, why make your life more difficult than it has to be?
Because a lot of times...
Like I said,
go ahead, bro. What you say?
I understand what y'all saying, but like I said, I want my wife back. I love her to death. You know, we've been together the whole time, 24 years, married 14 years. I love her to death.
I've been with my wife 19, and we've been married 3 because I'm black. But listen, here's the thing. A lot of times when you sleep with these other girls, you think you're just having sex with them, but you really transferring energy, and some of that energy is negative, and you bring it back to your relationship and ruin things with your wife. You don't need that, my brother.
Bro, just be honest. I mean, you're in a situation. Be honest, man. Just be right now. Just be honest, bro.
Not like you already got caught, so you ain't got no choice.
Yeah, just be honest. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up. Or if you feel blessed, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Phone and
die. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Romaine. How are you?
Hey, mama, get it off your chest.
I just want to say that I'm tired of the media outlets just talking about Houston and the Hurricane Harvey. Rockport, Aransas Pass, where my sister resided, as well as many other people in the small towns in Texas were impacted first. And all you see on the media outlets is Houston, Houston, Houston. There's no support, no challenges going towards those small cities. My sister's home was destroyed. She lost the post office that she worked at. And there's no talk about the little small towns in Texas. All we talk about is Houston, which is a big city with a lot of resources. I just want the small towns in Texas to be recognized as well as a disaster area to get some of that relief.
I actually did wonder about that because I remember everybody was saying pray for Texas, but then it turned to pray for Houston. So I was like, did Houston get hit?
And it hit the hurricane hit Rockport, Aransas, where my sister resided. Wow. And now she's homeless, doesn't have a job. She's in New Orleans waiting to even get back to find out what's going on. And no disrespect to Houston at all. I empathize with them as well. But let's talk about the little small towns in Texas that are hurting right now. They're not getting the support and the pouring in of love and donations to those areas that need it most.
I'm glad you told us because we don't see that. All we see is what's in the news, what we see on our social media. But I'm sorry that she lost her job and lost her home.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I enjoy you guys' show. Thank you for letting me get it off my chest.
Thank you.
All right, mama. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Hi, what up, Envy? What up, Envy?
Well, you said what up, Envy, twice.
I don't know.
How high are you, sir?
I'm good, Charlamagne. Listen, I'm blessed and I'm not blessed. Uh-huh. I'm both. Listen, my thing is I'm getting to it and I'm not letting nothing stop me, right?
Getting to what?
I'm talking to these little kids and I'm trying to teach them about gun violence and stopping the violence. You know, I got shot. I'm in a wheelchair. Mm. But I can't be active because my wheelchair is broke. You feel me? So I need help.
Hold on.
He can't move around because his wheelchair is broken.
All right. My leg on my wheelchair is messed up. You feel me? So I can't really move the way I need to.
Why you got legs on your wheelchair?
I thought it had wheels.
Now I got to hold this leg up.
Stop trying to be funny, loser.
I'm asking a question. Wow. I don't know what a leg is.
Nah, I got to hold this leg up, man.
Yeah, that I need help. I need a leg. Could you help me, Please, Unc.
I don't know what you're talking about. What is a leg on a wheelchair? I'm dead serious.
You mean just
the thing that
you
rest your foot on?
How much is that, bro? How much is that leg piece, bro?
I don't know. I need a new chair.
Oh, you need a new chair.
He needs a new chair because the leg piece is broken, so he can't put his leg up.
And I can't do nothing. Like, once I get a new chair, I swear to God, I'm going to be everywhere. Like, everywhere. I'm not going to stop until my name is on schools.
I hate to sound, I hate to be this guy, but how can we prove that you're in a wheelchair, sir?
What, you want me to send you pictures of me in a wheelchair?
It's a lot of dudes out here doing a lot of strange things for some change. You know how many, I'm going to be honest with you. You know how many GoFundMes I got from Houston yesterday? Regular people, like, sending me GoFundMes. I'm like, I don't even know if you're from Houston, bro. Like, I don't...
Look, Envy, I am the guy that seen you outside of the station at night in a chair.
Okay, Envy, do you recall?
I gave you the flash drive.
In a wheelchair? Do you remember that, Envy?
I don't remember that. When was that? Was it recently?
It was like last year in the summertime. I gave you a flash drive. Last summer, I was in a wheelchair.
I'm not going to lie. I run into a lot of people with wheelchairs that rap, but is there anything specific about you that I will remember?
I was by myself, and I had my homeboy. He was drunk.
Then you wasn't by yourself.
We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to talk to you, man.
What's your rapper name? You have an Instagram page or something?
All right. My name on Instagram is Big Homie. Big_homie 81SB.
81SB.
Free text on, man.
All right, well, check this. You know that's the homie. That's my guy. But listen, man, we're going to roll at this moment, but we're going to put you on hold.
Why you got to say that?
He's not
gonna
rolling.
He's not rolling. You see that? Have a good morning. You hold on, though. Hold on, all right? He's stupid. Why you got to roll for it? Goodness.
He hung up.
We didn't want you to hang up. He hung up?
Oh, man.
I told him, hold on.
I don't know if this is him.
I don't know.
He only has 12 posts.
Call back, bro. We're going to see if we can help
you,
man.
And there's nothing in a wheelchair on here.
Oh, Lord. You never know. I'm telling you, people doing some strange things with some change nowadays, bro.
My goodness. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yeah, so let's talk about Justin Bieber's testicles and the issue that he had with one of them.
That what we're doing
That's
today?
That's a great tease, by the way. I'll be honest, that was a great tease. I'm intrigued. I want to know what happened.
I know you are.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Now, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Justin Bieber's ball.
Balls.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Tell me about Bieber's testicle, Yee.
Well, yeah, the story involves one of Justin Bieber's testicles as well as a person getting fired. Now, the person who was fired is Kelly Lombardo. She worked at the hospital where Justin Bieber went to the ER, and it was alleged that she actually accessed his medical files illegally in one of the computers because there were rumors that he went to the hospital because he had an STD. Well, it turns out he went to the hospital because he was playing soccer and suffered a painful injury in which he thought one of his testicles had been twisted.
Oh, my goodness.
Why is that funny?
That's not funny. That is not funny.
Pastor Carr, did you pray over Justin's testicle?
Do you
know that? Salute to my guy, Pastor Carr. That's my guy. Drop on the clues bombs with Pastor Carr. You know that's Justin's pastor. Do you ask your pastor to pray over your testicle when something like that happens?
Well, the doctor did examine him and realized all he had was a swollen testicle. I'm sure that's still very painful. So that's when he left the ER and went about his life. Now, Kelly Lombardo was saying she was fired wrongfully just because she never accessed any type of file. She just was going by the rumors that she heard, which was that he was admitted for an STD, which a lot of people heard. So,
what do you mean? So she heard that rumor and did what with it?
Well, I don't know what she did with it, but they're saying that she accessed his files illegally.
She know good or well, she didn't keep
to
that
to find
to
out what happened.
Well, you're not allowed to do that anyway. She should have been fired.
As soon as she heard,
but she's saying
like
she never did it.
Oh.
She's saying she never accessed his files. She just simply heard from other people he was there for a treatment of an STD. But he wasn't. He just had a swollen testicle. All right, Trey the Truth is doing his part at Hurricane Harvey. He is actually going out, and I've seen him on Instagram doing this, just riding around in a boat, helping to rescue people and everything. But he himself had to be rescued, so he completely understands what that feels like. Here's what Trey the Truth said.
I had to evacuate yesterday. I had to get rescued, so kind of lost words. I felt helpless yesterday when I had to be rescued, so I know that feeling. And We got access to a boat. We got the trucks. Let's get out there. So, you know, we went yesterday to the site where the National Guard was. We slept out there all night waiting for calls, and then we got up probably like 5 or 6 this morning. That's what we've been doing.
Drop one of Clues Bonds with Trader Truth. I've been texting back and forth with my guy Trader Truth a couple times this week because, you know, when it comes to donating money and giving resources and stuff like that, like, I always want to make sure that what I give goes directly to the people. So I want to talk to people who are in the field all the time. So I talk to people like Trader Truth and Jay Prince and ask them where to send you your resources.
Well, yeah, shout out to Trader Truth. Mm-hmm. He also got the key to the city recently, so shout out to him. Now, Tropical Storm Harvey is expected to displace about 30,000 people, but they said 450,000 people are projected to seek some form of relief as a result of this natural disaster. Right now, 17,000 people are currently in shelters, and those are filling up very quickly. Now, Coldplay has paid tribute to Texas. They actually have this song, and they're never going to play it again, according to them. This is the one time that they're going to play this song. Houston, number one. Check it out.
I am dreaming of when I get back to Texas. Corpus Christi, Harris County, Galveston. There's a harmony that falls down there in Houston. Oh, Houston.
There you have it. And just if you're interested, Little B is offering free guest features to Houston artists affected by Hurricane Harvey.
I don't know how I feel about that, but I guess you give what you can, right? And then I was looking and I saw people actually excited about it. I would think that you would want immediate resources, stuff that you could actually use right now, like food
that's
and water.
That's good for your spirits, though, maybe. Cool.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was thinking that, too. Maybe it's good for people's
spirits.
It's
a silver lining for someone.
And it's something that'll last long after, you know, things right, get cleaned up, maybe.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Front Page News. Now, we have somebody special on the line that's going to give us a Hurricane Harvey update. Bun B is on the line. What up, Bun?
Bun, what's up, my brother?
It's a crazy day, y'all. It's a crazy day.
Be praying for you and yours down there, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you. It's been, you know, the coastal cities and obviously Houston the last couple of days, but yesterday hit even harder for me because that's Port Arthur and my guy hit severely last night and all day yesterday. So now I'm dealing with the ramifications of my hometown, possibly dealing with disaster right now. Won't really know anything until sun comes up in about an hour or so.
Yeah, I'm watching all the tweets. Port Arthur is like the number two trending topic right now. Immediately when I see Port Arthur, I think of you and Pimp. So I immediately went to go look and see what was going on. It seemed like it's some problems at a old folks' home, I think, our retirement home or something down there.
Yeah, we have a couple of different retirement communities and convalescent centers and stuff like that. And, you know, those are the places that we have to go to first, man. You know, you're getting tired of seeing these pictures of these elderly people and these invalids, man, stuck in these places. Like, who's leaving their loved ones over 60, 70, 80 years from home, unattended during the hurricane? I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Now, what can people be doing to help right now? Because I know there's a lot of discrepancies as far as donating money, donating clothes. What do you think has been most effective?
I think it's a combination of both. You know, we definitely, you know, they're going to need money to help rebuild and stuff, but rebuilding is a process that takes months and years. There's an immediate need for resources in the city, primarily water, food. And the more and more I'm hearing, it's not just food, because I'm not a pet person, but they need cat food, they need dog food, they need pads for the animals. Kids need, you know, books, arts and crafts, things that can keep their minds preoccupied.
Right.
And elderly, invalid people, a lot of them are leaving their wheelchairs behind, especially if they get rescued by a boat, because their wheelchair simply won't fit. So those people need, you know, wheelchairs and medical beds and all these kind of things that, you know, not to mention everything that they've lost in their homes.
Now, Bun, how are you getting around? I spoke to you yesterday. You said you were trying to drive through the back roads. How are you getting around? Or do you have a boat? Or how are you out there saving people, Bun?
Well, what it is that I'm not active in the rescue situation because I don't have a boat. That's primarily what's needed to get to the back of a lot of these communities and get these families out. But there's a website called drivetexas.org, and that shows you everywhere where roads are closed, where streets are impassable, what you know, the streets are, you know, damaged, that kind of thing, flooded areas. But that's been the best way to kind of navigate the streets around here. But I don't know how, but, you know, get to put out there and all that kind of thing. There's a guy that has an alligator farm. There's an alligator farm overflow. So there's like a couple hundred alligators on the loose, probably 20 minutes outside of Port Arthur.
I heard that there's alligators in the water.
I saw some pictures. It looked...
So, Bun, if you had to recommend, you know, a charity or organization that's actually in the field for people to donate to that we know the money going to get directly to the people, do you have any recommendations right now? Whether it's up in Houston, Port Arthur, anybody?
Yeah, I mean, obviously people got to give where they feel comfortable. And a lot of people that I talk to, especially people that are, you know, that are liquid, you know, they don't feel comfortable giving the Red Cross because of Haiti. A lot of people are very skeptical about donating money because people gave a lot of money for Haiti relief, and nobody really knows where that money went. So people are hesitant about that, but there's a lot of great charities out there. I tell people to stick with faith-based organizations.
Faith-based organizations, got you.
Yeah, yeah. Find it. You know, there's a lot of churches that are active. The Church of Bethel's Family is active in the city. Star of Hope is active in the city. So there's a lot of different places. If you go to my wife's Instagram page, at 1UGKYC, you'll find a link to one. And we'll be putting up more as the day goes on. And I'm actually working with School to Dawn for a major philanthropic initiative that'll happen in probably the next... You'll hear an announcement about the next 4 or 5 days. But we're making... you know, major steps and, you know, taking major chances to try to help these people down here. So I feel weird sometimes. I guess the survivor's remorse because I didn't get it as bad as a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And then I don't have a boat to go and help people.
Right.
So it just feels strange to not be able to do more than I would normally do in a situation like this. But we're going to get ready to start hitting some shelters. They opened up a couple of new places, the NRG Center. The BBVA Compass Stadium, which is our soccer stadium, and then one of the largest furniture stores here, Gallery Furniture, just opened up for people last night as well.
And, you know, this relief effort will be going on for more than just the immediate future. It's going to be going on for years. So people can always, I'm sure, lend a hand as far as volunteering, as far as donating. I'm sure it's not something that even if you can't do anything at this moment, you can continue.
Absolutely.
One of the major charity organizations, one that we're going to be using, they work with Facebook for Hurricane Sandy, and they were there for almost 5 years in their community. Like, some of the last people just left because they don't just come in and rebuild homes and give money and stuff like that. They deal in social services as well. There's going to be some people severely traumatized from what they've dealt with over the last couple of days.
Absolutely.
Specifically the children and the older people. And we worry about people's homes and their clothes and stuff like that, but we don't worry about people's minds. And that's something that a lot of people are going to have to deal with based on what they've seen, what they've been through. And it's not a normal thing to have to, you know, retreat to your attic because you got 6 feet of water in your house. Especially if you're a 5-year-old kid or your 80-year-old woman, you know, you don't go to sleep regularly after that for a couple of days. So we've got to protect ourselves physically, and we've got to protect ourselves mentally right now. People need to talk to their children and, you know, make sure they understand where they are mentally based on what they've seen, what they've been through.
Mm-hmm.
And just know where your people are at right now, or know where your loved ones are at mentally, not just physically. Find out where they are mentally and make sure that we can help to address these things, because this isn't normal. What people are seeing, what they're going through, this is far from normal.
Yeah, I was thinking about the people, man, who actually probably had to evacuate from New Orleans back in the day because of Katrina. Now they probably in Houston dealing with Harvey, you know?
Like, and Harvey's also hitting Louisiana, too, as well today. So
it's got to be.
For some people that went through it, it's unfortunately a good thing because they know how to react, they know how to move, but they also know how to assist and help people. But the other thing is there was a young lady the first day, that Saturday morning after the first night, and she was like, you know, I worked hard. You know, I did everything the right way. I built myself a decent life in New Orleans. I lost everything. I had to come to Houston, start over again, worked hard again, made myself a decent life again, and now I've lost everything again.
Dang.
Wow. Well, keep us updated to everything and whatever we can do, whether we can send money, supplies, food, where we could tell people how to help, please, you know, keep us abreast and let us know what's going on at all times.
Yeah, man. Salute to Port Arthur. Salute to Texas. Whatever we could do to help, bun, let us know, please. I'm definitely going to put some change in your on the bio on your wife's Instagram.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. Man, I appreciate y'all just giving me a little platform and trying to spread the word, because I know people see a lot of images on TV, but this is a serious, serious humanitarian situation that we have here. It's going to take the humanity of our fellow men to help us rebuild our city.
Right.
And the reality is it's a new normal from here on now. You know, a man had to watch 6 people from his family drown in front of him last night. Because their van, well, not last night, or 2 nights ago, because the van got overswept and he was able to kind of grab something, but then as he grabbed it to pull himself out, the van was overtaken, and no one should have to watch their family die. Like, it's tragic, man. It's real Absolutely. Tragic. And there's thousands and thousands of stories like this that we're just slowly and slowly starting to hear more and more about. But I have strong faith in God that we'll get over this and get through this.
Okay.
Thank you,
All
bud.
Right, Bun. Thank you for checking in again, Bun.
Yeah, we appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. All right, coming up next, Angela Rye will be joining us. So we'll kick it with Angela Rye, and we'll open up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now we got a special guest in the building, Miss Angela Rye. Welcome back.
AR-15.
No violence. Good morning.
Angela.
Yes,
ma'am. I start off asking you about everything that's going on in Houston right now with Harvey. A lot of people don't know if they want to help, where should they donate money? Because we hear all these stories about, okay, oh, well, you know, historically we've donated to these different foundations and it hasn't really helped us. What do you think people should do, and how can you get the right information on where you should be donating?
I love that question because I think it puts Donald Trump right in the crosshairs. I'm sure many of you have now seen that, you know, as soon as the hurricane hit, Donald Trump was saying things like, oh, they're going to be okay. They'll be just fine. Good luck.
Good luck.
Whereas our former president, Barack Obama, shared information on how people could donate, how they could volunteer, ensuring that you're giving to the Red Cross and following those platforms. There's a senator in the state of Texas by the name of Rodney Ellis that sent out a robust email, and I'm happy to send it to you all, with a bunch of different places where people can take shelter, as well as places where folks can donate. I'm encouraging people to ensure that their donations are actually getting to victims of the hurricane, folks who have been displaced. And for that reason, I would wait another 24 to 36 hours to make sure you're seeing places that have been vetted. I know CNN has also vetted some volunteer organizations and places where you can donate.
Now, that's interesting you say that.
Hold on, Trump reversed regulations now, right? So now it's something that Obama did is going to make it very hard for people to get their stuff back together, correct?
So, yes. One of the things that I think is important for us to recognize, Donald Trump, as a businessman, is used to trying to move things out of the way. And I think he doesn't always think about what the absolute ramifications and repercussions could be. So one of the things he recently did, just a few days before Hurricane Harvey hit land, was undoing or signing an executive order to get rid of flood standards that Barack Obama put in place for infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So you think about bridges and roads that may need to pass a certain muster to ensure that they could withstand this type of damage. He's now moving that out of the way so the project could move faster. But moving faster doesn't mean it's safer. And it definitely doesn't mean it could withstand a hurricane. So that's just one of the things most recently that he's done. There's also a member of Congress named Jeb Hensarling, who's the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. In Texas, he's right now pushing amendments to the National Flood Insurance Program, which would make premiums higher. And it's stupid because he's basically targeting his constituents, using this as an opportunity to say, see, we need adjustments. But if people aren't clear about the adjustments he's pushing, they may think it would provide relief. And it's actually going to make it more challenging for folks who are impacted by the flooding as a result of the hurricane.
By a natural disaster that there's nothing that they could do about.
That's right.
Why would you get rid of flood standards, though? Like, that don't even make any sense to me.
Because from Donald Trump's standpoint, it would be a project that would move quicker. So anything that will help make the project move quicker, he's willing to move out of the way, even if it means making that project less safe.
Got you.
That's what I'm saying is the real issue with the flood standards that he's changed through this executive order last week.
So the question that I ask every time you come up here, I ask Queen Maxine as well.
Yes.
Are we any closer to getting rid of Donald Trump?
You used to say impeach. You gave up on that.
Now you just want to get rid of him. You don't care how it happens.
Yeah, go. Just Kenny quit.
To get impeached.
I don't know. I know.
Queen Maxine said December.
How long is it going to take? I don't know, but I give it to about December.
December,
and
I think soon. Okay.
I give it to December. So little by little, drip by drip, it's happening.
Yeah, I don't know about December.
You're changing your tune because at first you'd be like, yes, we're about to
I just feel like everything, I was looking at it, I think, initially like, if this was Barack Obama, right, he would have been impeached already. There are things happening. I just don't know if Republicans can move their partisanship out of the way to say, These are just basic American standards. This is not right. And so for some folks, people say basic American standards is the reason why he's here and he's fine.
Basic
and
ass
protected
people.
Or that. But the reality of it is it's just really tough. Republicans run the House and the Senate. And until they can move their politics aside, we're going to continue to have these challenges. Donald Trump, his approval numbers alone, right, that should give them some element of comfort. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't, because he does things like, I was telling you, his first pardon just the other day was Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who many call Sheriff Joe, former sheriff of Maricopa County in Arizona. This guy was held in contempt for violating an order that prohibited him from using racial profiling, targeting people like, you're Latino, you're going to jail.
I'm black.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, okay.
So defensive.
He's so defensive. He mad today.
Bro, you tired of getting mistaken for being Spanish? It is what it is.
Spanish is a language, but I digress.
I tell them that all the time while you're from Spain.
They know what I mean.
No, but you need to do better.
So, Latino.
Anyway, J-Lo, Sheriff Joe. Right. So the point is, this is the one other standard. He had a tent city-like jail. Many folks called it his version of a concentration camp in Mexico. In Arizona, but he treated Mexican people like they were in a concentration camp.
Mm-hmm.
He used to brag about paying more money for dog food, for prisoner dog food, than for prisoners themselves.
Mm.
This is Donald Trump's first pardon. He called him a real American hero and someone who's a protector of immigration and the border.
Mm.
Like, that's who we're dealing with. So I understand the question every time about impeachment, because I still can't believe he got there to begin with. Anyway.
Even with North Korea, though, even with the whole thing where he basically said we would go to war on Twitter.
And all
that's
kind
of gotten lost
table.
In the past couple of weeks, by the way. And North Korea just launched a missile over Japan.
Yes, and now, so his response to that is that there's no option off the table. I think that the issue is, if tough talk doesn't result in tough action, we have a problem, because that means that they're easily able to retaliate against us just for the talk. The other problem is, and I think, frankly, the larger problem is, if tough talk does result in tough action, that means we have boots on the ground and folks who are risking their lives for his, you know, idiot-like behavior. So there's no real win there. North Korea is definitely going to test Donald Trump. You know, like, why not? So is Russia. Russia's testing him all the time. Like, anyway.
All right, we got more with Angela Rye when we come back. And if you want to holler at her, if you want to ask her some questions, 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now, and you can talk to Angela Rise, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Angela Rye in the building. If you want to holler at her, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
This is Preston, DJ.
Hey, what's up, bro? You have a question for Angela Rye?
Yes. First, I want to say good morning to The Breakfast Club.
Good morning.
Have a productive day. And Ms. Rye, my question to you is, are you going to go for political office? And if so, can I run with you?
Oh, God.
So
oh,
how
goodness.
About you run and I'll watch? I don't believe that running for office is my calling, but I appreciate the constant encouragement, and I will continue to use my voice to inform the process and talk to you all about good candidates who are up and coming.
How do you know that's not your calling?
Because I say it so.
Can I say something, though?
No.
I've been following you for a minute now, and you're very intelligent, and you speak for us. Why not represent us?
Because if you want me to be all the way real with you,
I want you to be all the way real with me, because you've always been.
Okay, good.
Because you got a felony charge or something.
Nope, that ain't it. Nice try, DJ Envy Trump. But
wow.
That's not it. So, no, the reason for it is elected officials don't make enough money. I want to do things in the community from a philanthropic standpoint. I want to continue to help support my family. And elected officials just don't make enough money. For what I need. Now, for some other folks, it is, you know, it works. And I don't know. I feel like I don't want to be restricted to saying something a certain way or doing something a certain way. I'm raw and unfiltered for the good, the bad, or the ugly, or the indifferent.
Hold on, that could be misconstrued because people will see that and be like, oh, Angela said she would never run for office because it's not enough money. She's just doing things for money.
But she said she wants to do philanthropic efforts. In order to do that, you need money to...
I think that's right. And I can understand. People are going to misconstrue what I say anyway. Mm-hmm. So if you do, hail with you today. But I think the bottom line is, for what I want to do, I don't see how I can get that accomplished financially sitting in political office. I also think that, to be totally honest, based on what happened in the last election, I just need my faith restored in the system a little
process.
Bit.
Okay.
Yeah, but I still don't want to run for office. I've just never felt a pull to that. And I think that some of us could relate to that. Like, you know, maybe they say, oh, you should really tap dance. And you like, yeah, I don't feel like that's what I'm supposed to do.
Oh, Charlamagne tap dancing.
I ain't never tap danced in my goddamn life. Hey. I ain't never tap danced with a white man in my mother effing life.
Who said okay? all that? You just took it somewhere else.
You damn right. Because when you say tap dance to a black man.
Okay.
When you say tap dance to a black man.
Break dance. He's right. I just sent him to a post-traumatic stressful place. I apologize.
He's right. My dad would have had the same reaction. Real talk.
Hello.
I would have to. I gotta be real.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Hey, what's your question for Angela
Rye? Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for grinding like y'all do. My question is, let's consider a scenario where the Mueller investigation doesn't knock 45 out the box. What do Dems need to focus on headed into 2020? Where does their heads need to be?
For those of you who don't know, there was a special investigator or special prosecutor appointed to look into Russia, what happened with Russia in the election. And the question is essentially, if he doesn't find that Donald Trump, the sitting president, is guilty of any wrongdoing, and he is essentially cleared, what does that mean for Democrats going into 2018 and 2020? And what I would say to you is, some of the most important things for them to focus on are the things that have been pillars of their agenda for some time. That would be health care. That would be economic advancement, protecting voting rights, and protecting the ways in which people are able to execute and exercise their right to vote. And right now, I think that there's a lot of discord in the Democratic Party, what it means to discuss identity politics and whether or not you should be ignoring the things that bring us together. It's a big tent party for a reason. If you start trying to become Republican light, you're not Democratic anymore. And then we have another problem. Maybe there should be another party.
The discord scares me.
The discord should scare you. It scares me, too.
Now, I had a discussion the other day. I had with somebody, and they were trying to tell me. I said, I think that anybody who supports Donald Trump is racist. And I can't look at it any other way, just because if you support the things that he's been doing, his policies, the way he talks about people, I feel like if you're a Donald Trump supporter, you have to be racist.
Racist is a strong word, but I kind of concur.
I'll
say extremely ignorant, woefully ignorant.
Yeah. So I think it kind of depends. Like, I'm one of those people who believe that people of color can't be racist because you're not tied to any type of ability to systemically oppress others.
What if your lips ashy white and you black, like Paris?
Can you not do that about Paris today? Can you not? Anyway, he has like a personal thing with Paris. But I think that I agree with you that results in the type of ignorance and bigotry and hate-filled violence, right? Like, you're basically giving all of that a rubber stamp, so I definitely understand the position and agree with it somewhat. I just wouldn't necessarily say that they're racist. I would say that they're supporting blatant racism, right?
Yeah, because I feel like people did vote for Donald Trump in the beginning, and and a lot of people, I would hope, have changed their mind after seeing how some people are like, okay, well, I'm a businessman, and... I'm a businesswoman and I'm an entrepreneur, so this is going to be good for me. It'll be good financially. Oh, he's, you know, created these businesses, these empires. But now you should look at certain things that he says and does and feel like, okay, this was a huge mistake.
Yeah, and I think actually the poll numbers now are indicating that people are starting to get there, right? His overall disapproval rating is almost at 70%. So there are, to your point, there are a lot of people who don't approve of his performance anymore. For a Republican to be under 75%, normally within your party, you're in the 90s for approval rating. He's hovering between 65 and 70% within his own party. Mm-hmm. That's really bad.
Anything else we should know?
No, I think that's enough.
Okay.
I'm drained.
We appreciate you for joining us, as
Thank
always.
Thank you. I appreciate being here, even though you didn't say good morning at first.
I did say good morning. You just
Y'all not
going to
ask Angela about her new rumored boo or anything?
You got a new boo? Who's your new boo?
We going to ask about your rumored boo?
I'm just saying it's in the notes.
Is your rumored boo in the notes?
I ain't got it in my notes. Oh, I do see it in my notes.
See, I didn't make the notes.
I'm alternative cool facts. I ain't going there. So.
Good call.
Yes, you can wrap.
You can wrap the interview now.
But there you have it. It's Miss Angela Rye. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk the Kevin Hart challenge.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
So Kevin Hart has challenged certain celebrities to donate $25,000 for Harvey relief. And he's made a lot of celebrities step up, right? But some people don't think it's the best idea. Here is how Michael Blackson responded to Kevin Hart's challenge.
Today I'm challenging all the Z-list celebrities that look rich but are broke. J to Z, I challenge all of you right now. DC Young Fly, $50, send it right now. Joe Buttons, I challenge you to send $45. Young Jock, come on, I know you got $35. All the love and hip-hop bitches, no disrespect, or due respect, I have no respect. All of you, send $16 each. Bobby V, we don't want your money.
Drop on the clues bombs with Michael Blackson. It's Michael a great Blackson message great. In that candy, though, and the message is just give what you can.
Right, every because little thing I definitely helps. Couldn't give $25,000, but I donated yesterday. It wasn't $25,000, but you know, you give what you can.
You can't give 25 grand.
She could.
I'm opening a restaurant right now. All my money's tied up.
She could, but she's.
I could not open my restaurant or take out my retirement, but I gave what I could, and I'm going to Houston. So, you know, do what you can.
Do what you can.
All right. Now, DC Young Fly also responded, and here's what he said.
It's crazy, Mike. I was thinking the same thing. I don't have $25,000 a lot. You know, people donate based off how much they really got. They really got $25 million. So I got $2,000. You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to go do more than just my $2,000. But whatever, I'm willing to get hands on, whatever we got to do, you know what I mean, to help our people, Houston.
And I agree with DC Young Fly too. And your donation still counts if you don't broadcast it via social media
exactly.
as well. All right, let's keep that in mind too.
You do what you can. You can do stuff for individual people.
But I think
you
it encourages
donate
people.
Clothes. You can donate
absolutely
water. You can do whatever. It's up to you. Whatever it is that you decide.
You can
do
whatever.
Did
it is
you guys
you want
donate
do.
$25,000?
It doesn't matter. To be honest with you. And if no, I did,
since y'all asked me.
If I did, I wouldn't tell nobody.
No, we're going to try to donate more. Like I said last time with Michigan, we donated 100,000 bottles of water. We're going to try to do something big like that and try to do supplies and clothes.
All right, now Master P has also responded to this challenge. Here's what he said.
I'm blessed that Kevin Hart made a donation, but I feel like he don't have to do that because it's not necessary. I mean, a lot of people going to do what they want to do. It's their money. Don't matter what it is, as long as you give it from your heart.
All right. And the Kardashians have also donated. They gave $500,000 to the Red Cross and the Salvation Army. They said that money will be wired and will be split evenly. So
you know what's not necessary? You want to know what's really not necessary in all
what's
of this?
That?
What? Questioning what people are doing. It doesn't matter what people's methods are. It doesn't matter how people choose to raise money. It doesn't matter if they broadcast it via social media. It doesn't matter if Kevin Hart tells people to do it. Just help Houston. That's it. Mm-hmm. Like that's just unnecessary, needless criticism to me. And I love Master P, but that's just unnecessary. All of this is unnecessary, questioning what people are doing with their finances and how they choose to raise money for Houston. Just let people do it for Texas, period. Just raise money. Give to Texas. That's it.
And it's an ongoing process. It's not just right now, but even if you don't do something now, if you could do something 6 months down the line, there's always going to be opportunities.
The only thing we should be making sure of is that the money is actually getting to the people. That's the
Correct.
Only thing I care about. The only people that should be receiving criticism is the organizations like the Red Cross and whoever else who's not actually going to be giving the money directly to the people. That's Correct. All I care about.
All right. Well, Kevin Durant, by the way, has actually made me lose some money. He said some things about Under Armour and sent the stock down.
Just, no!
Yes.
No, how much?
It went down 2.8%.
Oh, my goodness.
He said nobody wants to play in Under Armours. I'm sorry. The top kids don't because they all play in Nike. That's what he told Bill Simmons during his podcast on The Ringer. And even though his teammates, Steph Curry, actually is endorsed by Under Armour.
Yeah, Steph Curry needs to speak up now.
Help. Help us over here, okay? Because I definitely bought some Under Armour stock. I like Under Armour clothes, but sneakers aren't my favorite. Just keeping it real. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
We need Ann Coulter to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a little war with her, please.
All right.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Jesus Christ, it's cold in here right now, man. It's freezing. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, August 30th goes to right-wing media pundit Ann Coulter. Now, it's no secret to nobody at this point that Ann Coulter is garbage, okay? I like to call her Raggedy Ann. I have no problem with people who don't think like me. I actually welcome it, but Ann Coulter doesn't think like any human on this planet. Or maybe she does, and thankfully, I just don't have to interact with people who think like her or, you know, ever, you know? At least that's what I pray for. Now, we all see what the great state of Texas is dealing with when it comes to Hurricane Harvey. It's a natural disaster of epic proportions, and the key word is natural disaster. It's a hurricane. It's flooding. It's things that are totally out of man's control. Now, do I believe in God? Yes. Can I explain why things like this happen under the direction of God? No. So when people say things like this is God's punishment to Texas, first thing I think is, well, what about all the good God-fearing people in Texas who worship and praise God every day? Do they deserve to get punished? It makes absolutely no sense to me when people talk like that, but some things are out of my realm of understanding. And frankly, it's insensitive and doesn't even matter, okay? What matters is that people affected by this hurricane get help, period. But Raggedy Ann Coulter doesn't have any kind of empathy or sensitivity towards anybody or anything because she tweeted out, and I quote, "I don't believe Hurricane Harvey is God's punishment for Houston electing a lesbian mayor, but that is more credible than climate change." What?
Wow.
I repeat.
What? Oh, my gosh.
I repeat, Ann Coulter tweeted out, "I don't believe Hurricane Harvey is God's punishment for Houston. Houston electing a lesbian mayor, but that is more credible than climate change."
Is
now, the mayor she is speaking about is Houston's Anise Parker, one of the first openly gay mayors of a major U.S. city who served from 2010 to 2016. Now, there's so much wrong with this statement. Number one, it's homophobic and super bigoted towards the LGBT. Number two, she's not even the mayor anymore. She was the mayor from 2010 to 2016, I believe. Now, just to humor Raggedy Ann Coulter a little, why would the natural disaster wait until she leaves to hit? Wouldn't it make more sense to do it while she was actually in office? And third, for her to say that Hurricane Harvey hit in Houston because they elected a lesbian mayor is more of a credible reason than climate change. It's not just stupid, but it's scientifically and factually wrong. I don't know why certain people keep acting like climate change is a hoax, but it's not, ladies and gentlemen. Climate change made Hurricane Harvey more deadly. Now, there's no way for you to prove that someone's sexuality, who they choose to love, made Harvey more deadly. But there is factual scientific evidence to prove that climate change did make Hurricane Harvey more deadly. Okay, Raggedy Ann Coulter, you have the same access to Google that I do. And it's a great article and video on Vox. You should read the article and watch the video on Vox. Salute to Vox. You should check it out. It's great information on there. In fact, it's only a 3-minute video, but I'll play some of it for you. Just like give me like 45 seconds of it, courtesy of Vox. Listen to this. What they have to say about climate change and its effect on hurricanes.
Hurricanes are driven by the transfer of heat from the sea to the air through evaporation. The storm's maximum possible wind speed, or its potential intensity, depends in part on how warm the ocean is. And of course, we're warming the ocean. So researchers expect intense tropical cyclones to become more frequent if we continue to warm the planet. This is from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. It summarizes the computer model results for tropical cyclones near the end of the century compared to today. The first bar represents the total number of tropical cyclones globally. That's projected to go down a bit. But the second bar represents the frequency of the most intense storms, categories 4 and 5, and the models show those increasing. And that's bad news because those are the storms that cause the most damage and the biggest loss of life. This fourth bar, it represents the amount of rain that hurricanes will bring, and that's going up. The hurricanes of the future will be wetter.
Now, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, I think they know what they're talking about, right? Any organization with that many syllables should know what they're talking about. Go watch the full video on Vox if you want more information on climate change and how it affects hurricanes. But I just want to ask you one question. What have you learned today, kids?
Huh? What have you learned from Uncle Charlotte today? Well, we've learned that lesbians and no member of the LGBT is responsible for these natural disasters. We also learned that climate change is real and it's making hurricanes more dangerous. And we have also learned that it has been scientifically proven that Ann Coulter blows more hot air than any hurricane. Please give Raggedy Ann Coulter the biggest hee-haw, please. Jesus Christ. Right. Can people,
people
just
are
have,
just reckless.
I'm sick of having a little bit more empathy in times like this. Like, Jesus Christ, man.
My goodness. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, Charlemagne. Now, when we come back, ask ye. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlemagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, let's go to the line. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, mama?
Hey, it's Miranda from Jersey City. How are you?
Jersey City, what's up? What's your question for ye?
Hey, so I have a friend. She's more like my sister. We're really close or whatever. And she's pregnant. And she's being a little thottish, so to speak. Not to really call her a thot or anything like that, but she is acting more so on the thottish side. And I want her to be able to focus more on her baby and herself than to focus on the guys that she's dealing with, like her boyfriend or child's father. I mean, he has some tendencies of abusiveness, I think, but he's already cheated on her, whatever the case may be, and she's already been cheating on him. So it's like, what's the thing you guys saying together for the baby, quote unquote? She's telling him, oh, I love you. You're the reason why I'm pregnant because you drove me away. The next guy is, oh, you know, the guy, one of her exes told her, you know, if things don't work out between you and this guy, I'll be here for you. I'll take care of the baby and things like that. And it's kind of like you guys are enabling her. But how do I tell her, like,
Your friend is pregnant right now. All you can do is be supportive to her, because the last thing that you want to do is try to school her on what she should be doing, what she should be saying, because it sounds like she's just having conversations with people. And part of that might be her ego or her self-esteem is low because her child's father has been sleeping around on her. So maybe her talking to these guys is making her feel better about her own self-worth, which sounds more like an issue that she might have within herself. I don't think that she needs you to make her feel bad about that, because that'll just make her feel even worse. What you need to do.
Right, like, I don't want to do that. Like, I mean, I know that she has a problem with, you know, I guess it's a problem with herself because she's always been with someone. Like, she doesn't know how to be by herself.
Right.
And that's, like, you know, that's something you need to be able to do before you're able to be with somebody else. Like, be comfortable by yourself.
What you need to do is always reassure your friend that she is valuable, that she's beautiful, that she's worth a whole lot more than what she's been dealing with and putting up with. But you don't need to condemn the decisions that she's making, because you don't want her to shut off from you and not tell you anything because you're judging her, because that's your friend. You're not supposed to judge her.
Judging her at all. Like, that's
well, you did call her thottish. You did say
that
she's
been... I mean, we call each other things like that. Like, if we call each other out on things like that, like, she'll be like, oh, you being a real bitch if I did something, you know, wrong or messed up or whatever, or shady. But I mean, I'm not judging her, and I would never judge her. And like, no matter what the situation is, I don't want to push her away, because at the end of the day, that's not just my friend. That's like my sister. I consider her family. So I'm going to always be here for her.
And that's what you tell her. Listen, you're my friend. You're my family. I want to make sure that everything is great for you. You should perhaps recommend to her that she talks to a therapist. Just say, look, I know you have a lot of things going on in your life. Maybe you need to talk to somebody that's not a friend of yours, just for the sake of you being able to raise this child in a, you know, loving environment, confident in yourself. Just tell her that I'm concerned about you. I want to make sure that your child's father hasn't made you feel less confident about who you are as a person, because I love you and I know how great you are, and I want everybody to know it, but more importantly, I want you to know it.
Sounds good. Thank you guys so much.
All right, hold on the line. We're going to get some information for you, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, call Ye right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Let's go to the phone line. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, hello, this is Jason.
Hey, Jason, what's your question for Ye?
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you a question. First of all, I want to say good morning to both of y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Charlamagne, that don't get a date was funny.
Thank you.
I was talking to this girl for like a month. The thing is, she lives in Florida. I live in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I went over there for my birthday, and you know, we kind of became official. So basically, like, she's already, like, weirding me out, talking about, oh, I want to be married in 2 years. And I'm like, listen, I'm only 25. Like,
I'm trying to be married at 30, and she's only 22 talking about want to be married, and we don't even got 2 months together.
Yeah, it sounds like she's moving a little too fast. She's a little overeager. Listen, as long as you're not promising anything that you can't deliver.
The thing is that I think she wants to, like, move that fast, but her little sister's 18. Her sister's about to get married, and right. her other sister's about to get married, too. So I told her, like, you don't have to be like your sisters. Like, you got to figure yourself out first before you want to get talk about marriage and all this other stuff, you know?
Yeah, you just have to be straight up. Y'all have only been dating for 2 months. That shouldn't even be something that she's expressing to
and, you. And on top of that, we're long distance because I'm in New York. She's in Florida. But I told her, give me like a year or two and maybe I'll move out there. But who knows if it's
going to
work
out.
How are
you making these decisions 2 months in? But I feel you. Listen, don't promise anything. Don't give her that because, you know, you... It seems like she wants to be very... She has a goal. And I'm going to say that if she's dating with the intention of, I plan to get married in this amount of time, that's a lot of pressure that she's putting on you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That you're clearly not ready for.
Because she's Puerto Rican, I'm Dominican, that's why. So I think, like, I'm not trying to move that fast. You know, there's a million girls over here in New York. You know, I like her, but I'm not trying to rush into that speech. I don't even want to hear the word marriage until I'm, like, 30 years old. So, like, I'm like... Until I'm like Charlamagne's age, you know, Envy's age, or your age, you know?
But what I will say is
First
this,
all,
you do, you also never know.
What do you mean, my age?
But you also never know what might happen. So, you know, I mean, you say that now, but maybe you would change your mind. But are you dating other people or just her?
Nah, like, I'm dating just her, but, you know, I'm in New York, so I definitely do talk to other females, like, you know?
Okay. Well, it looks like it's not going to happen for her anytime soon. Just don't give any false promises. That's all I can say. Just be open and honest and truthful. If she doesn't want to accept that, then she has the option to leave if she's not with it. That's all. And
yeah,
you might lose her, but that's, you know, you're doing what you said. You're telling her, I don't want to be talking about marriage. I don't plan to get married in that amount of time that you're saying. So it's on you what you want to do.
Nah, that's a fact. And I just want to say, Angela, you're beautiful. Envy, I f*** with your song, and Charlamagne, you a scumbag, and a clown at that, too.
You're
but
right.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Well,
have
damn.
A nice day.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I thought he was
going
to say I was beautiful.
Right?
I thought he was going to say I was beautiful.
Well,
all right. Well, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you got to holler at Yee, maybe you're having problems in your relationship, call her up, and maybe she'll help you out. All right? Now, Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. Find out why Northwest does not like her brother, St. West. Kim Kardashian explains all of this. I'm wondering if you ever had issues like that with your kids, but we'll get into it on the Rumor Report.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club on this hump day.
Yes, it is a hump day.
Hump
Wednesday.
Day?
Hello. What's happening?
Hello. Let's get to
God
the
God bless Texas, damn it.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk Kim K in the rumors.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Rumor has it.
On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Kim Kardashian was on Live with Kelly and Ryan and talked about how Northwest doesn't seem to like St. West too much. She had said previously that St. when he was breastfeeding, that Northwest would just get so jealous, and it seems like Northwest hasn't completely gotten over that. Check it out.
I don't know what it is. I thought it was a phase. She does not like her brother. It's so hard for me, and I thought it was like, okay, a couple months, like, you know, she's just warming up to it. She gets so jealous, you know, when I would breastfeed and all that kind of stuff. And now I just, the phase isn't going away. Like, it's just she, but her thing is, she thinks she's outsmarting me. She's like, we're having a tea party, Mom. No boys allowed. Dad can't come too then. And like, no boys. And she'll just slam the door on her brother's face.
That's pretty normal, though.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, that's normal.
That's normal.
But as a parent, I guess it would probably be like, come on, don't you love your little brother?
I've heard
stories.
My kids
are the same.
Hey, I've heard stories of my older sister trying to kill me.
My brother definitely tried to kill me when I was
Well, I wouldn't
baby.
Say kill. I mean, but not let in the room, yes, but not kill.
I mean,
Not knowingly.
Different kids process things differently.
My brother thought I was a dog when I was a baby because we had two dogs, and he would climb into my crib and bark at me and sit on
you
me.
You was that ugly of a baby?
Makes sense.
He just didn't know. It was a little baby.
How can he not know the difference between you and a dog?
Because he was only a year older than me.
So balky.
So we had dogs, so he would bark at me because I guess he thought I was a puppy or something, and then he would climb in and sit on me and bark at me.
No Disney World. They raised you as an animal. You really had a... You didn't see Lion. You still haven't seen Lion King.
Lion King.
It's a really troubling childhood, bro.
Very bad.
All right. Well, Tweet is in the hospital. Now, apparently she's been admitted because
explain to the people who Tweet is.
She's an R&B singer. It was signed to Missy
Elliott.
You definitely
got to explain that. Okay, when we hear the word Tweet nowadays, we're thinking about the Twitter? Social media network.
Twitter, yep.
Man, we should have played some of Tweet's songs so y'all knew what the hell we talking about.
She had Oops, Oh
Oops,
My.
Oops, Oh My. How that song used to go? Oops, like there it go. It was about masturbation.
And she has a song with, you know, music with Genuine. They were like all the family, Missy, Timbaland,
right. Mm-hmm.
Genuine, Tweet. Well, anyway, apparently she was admitted into the hospital with blood clots in both lungs and her right
Lord
arm.
Lord have mercy.
Right, mm-mm. So we don't know what it's going to be, but prayers out to Tweet as well. Now, there is a TV One movie coming about Bobby Christina Brown. It's a made-for-TV biopic, and they're saying you've never heard her story until now. It shows that she is attempting to live up to the legacy of her mom with a singing career of her own and defending her boyfriend, Nick Gordon, to her aunt, Pat Houston. So,
TV One, that is a reach. And you don't even do that movie if she didn't have such a tragic ending. And and also intertwining the tragic ending of her mother. You know good and well Bobby Christina. What are you going to do, a whole biopic on Bobby Christina?
Well, Bobby Christina will debut October 8th. It does seem very disturbing.
God bless her. You know, God bless her soul, but come on.
Now, I'll tell you what I am excited about. Seinfeld is coming back. Jerry Seinfeld is doing a new Netflix special that's going to be out on September 19th. And he's actually going to be Jerry before Seinfeld. So check out a little preview from that.
In the 70s, we were the new hot thing of stand-up comics doing this thing. I only had one joke that worked, which I'm going to do for you right now. So we moved out from the city to on Long Island. Long Island's not one of those places you can't get in it. You just stay on it.
Would I have been funnier if I grew up in Peoria in a whorehouse raised by prostitutes? Absolutely. But this is what I had to work with.
It's like my little gay closet moment. Mom, Dad, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm a funny person.
So basically he's telling old jokes that he used before he was
popular. Yeah, Jerry before Seinfeld existed.
That is a nice little boost to your ego. If you ever wanted to feed your ego and tell yourself you've always been funny, that's what you go and do. You go back and tell all the old jokes you used to say before you blew up and have people laugh at him. Like, see, I was always funny.
All right, now, Pastor Joel Osteen was on Good Morning America, and he is responding to the criticism that the church did not initially welcome people who were evacuating in Houston. Here's what he had to say to that criticism.
You know, I think, George, the narrative is that we didn't want to take people in or that we didn't open in time. It's totally not true. We were here for people. We were sheltered. We were taking people as soon as the floodwaters receded when several people came here to take them in. But the city has a shelter 4 miles from here. We work with the city all the time. And when their shelter was totally full, they started bringing people over here. And here we are again today doing it like we did in 2001 when we housed 3,000 people. So I don't know. I think somebody created that narrative that somehow we were high and dry, and none of that is true. This building, it was a safety issue, and we took people in from the very beginning.
Well, Pastor Osteen created the narrative when he specifically said, we will start taking in people when other shelters are at capacity. He created that. Like, nobody made that up.
Well, they are open now, and people are there, and they are helping people, and they have the donations going and
that's
all of
good.
That, and they have everyone over there now, so.
That's good. Uh-huh.
And a lot of volunteers as well. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
We have not said anything about Angela Yee's hair all day either.
No, we did. We said.
I like Angela Yee's hair.
You like
we spoke
it?
About it this morning.
Angela
Yee,
she got the Poetic Justice
I
braids
got some
coming
braids.
On. You kids don't know anything about Poetic Justice braids.
I thought she was going on vacation. I said, that's the vacation braids.
Shout out to Fatima, who braided my hair yesterday. It's a block before the Juice Bar in Brooklyn on Malcolm X Boulevard.
Angela Yee looks black today.
I did look at myself and say I look more black than usual.
Yeah, she does.